This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But ain't this a cup?
What this is?
Somebody want to try milk and cookies? What? You got to open it first. I mean, I don't want to cut it up here because then they're going to spill. So what you supposed to do, cut it down there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is the object not to pour all the milk out the bag into the cup? So how you supposed to dip the milk in the cookies? But ain't this a cup? That's too, y'all wasting too many dishes. So who washing this then? Now you can't even get this out of here. So now you got an open thing for no reason. Why not just do this? Pour this in here to eliminate the cup. See, now you make a mess.
Keon Coleman discovering bagged milk. That was at one of those flag football events recently that you've been seeing highlights of around the league. NFL Canada, I believe, asked him that question or showed him the bagged milk. I've never seen bagged milk in my life. I'm with Keon.
All right, so.
Never seen it.
This is where this came from. I had no idea why people were talking about bagged milk yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so tough. I just told Joe.
Sal's
head's
spinning and like people are throwing bagged milk stuff at him.
I'm like, and Joe's telling me about things happening in the news. I'm like, Joe, I had no idea. Like, what are you talking about? I've seriously, it's been.
Well, because you're going, you're on with us, and then you are.
At
then you've got press conferences and then practice, and then you've got the podcast.
More press conferences.
You're doing the website.
We got Facebook Live.
Yeah, you're
I mean,
you're
and
busy.
So by the time it gets to the end of the day.
Yeah.
Which circles us back to, really, we started this show, we were talking about the Justin Fields injury. You told me at 9:30,
yeah,
when I got here yesterday, like, you see Justin Fields had an injury. And you even said he had carted off or something because of the...
That was the original tweet, Connor Hughes,
and then,
yeah.
And then as the day went on, we kept reading people saying, oh, we think it's just a toe injury or whatever. And then later in the day, I read Rich Cimini say something like, hopeful ready week one.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but that doesn't wash with... Everybody's saying he's going to be just fine. He's day to day.
Right.
But, you know, so if you're reading him, you're like, that, you know, that is a little more alarming. Anyway, in the meantime, so I'm trying to keep up. Christian Wilkins gets released, right? Like,
right.
That happened during the podcast last night.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the air. Christian Wilkins gets released, right? I'm reading about this bag milk stuff. This milk bag. I'm like, what is going on with bag milk? So, I do remember bag milk when I was very young. Yes.
Okay.
I do remember milk in a bag. I don't remember why, how we got it. Anything like that. I do remember milk in a bag. I also remember, many of you out there will also remember this, going to buy milk in a carton from like a dispenser, like a big machine, like you go to a vending machine. But this was specifically for milk. You didn't see it. Like you didn't pop
okay.
up and grab it and bring it down. You just said go to the milk thing. I don't even know what we called it. Milk machine. Milk machine.
The milk machine.
And there was one near our house where I grew up. And literally I'd walk over there and I'd put like, I don't know, 50 cents in, whatever it was, you'd hit a button and this carton of milk would basically show up. It was already pre-made, pre-packaged.
So it was like a vending machine. You just couldn't see into it
right.
like you would a
it
normal
just would
vending
be,
machine.
Yeah, you put it in and it would pop out and there's your milk.
And where were these? These were just like at convenience stores or
nope,
just on the street?
Randomly. One was just literally at like the back of a gas station.
Outside?
Yes.
Really?
Who remembers?
I don't remember that
at all. Who remembers milk carton machines?
No, nothing.
I'm telling you.
Is milk the drink or beverage that delivery has changed more than any other? Like, it was delivery, there were milkmen, of course, and then they would just drop it off. There's this machine you're telling me about. There's bagged milk. Because for me, like, I just always remember it in the gallon jugs, the 2 gallon. That's it. I've never known anything else.
No, I remember. In fact, when I still drive by, I lived, if you know where Cedar Grove Heights is, Tyrunda in Cheektowaga, I grew up right there for the first several years of my life in school.
Yeah.
And it was right there on Harlem Road, and I guess it would be Cedar Grove there where you get, like, on the 33, there's a gas station. And right in that area, there was a machine. So if you know where I'm talking about, there's a garden center right across the street. That's where this machine was. And we would walk from our house, and my mom would say, hey, we need some milk. Can you go over there? And I remember the worst part was when you went and it was out of order or there was nothing left.
Oh.
You're like, where do we go for the milk now? Now we got to go to another store.
You can just have it at grocery stores?
Yeah, you can go to the grocery store, but it was way less convenient.
Right, okay. That makes sense. Well, Keon Coleman never seen bag milk in his life before either. Real quick, before we get to back to some football, I want to get to Coleman on the field. Patrick is on the air. If we can get him up here. Oh, it just closed on me. Go ahead. That's Patrick, okay. You on the air?
Hey, yeah. I just want to say you do need to tip the guys at the car wash. Especially during the winter, they're in the cold and the wet. I've avoided car washes for that reason, actually not having cash.
So make sure if you go to the car wash, you have some cash with you.
Have some cash.
And go through
the
that
other
line.
The other thing now that got brought up, and I just want to know your opinion on, sports-wise at least.
Yep.
As a Dolphins fan in Buffalo, where do you think Christian Wilkins goes after this? Because it feels like the whole, you know, Jack Eichel, they want to give him a different surgery. Christian Wilkins says, I don't want the surgery that the team wants. It seems like a Jack Eichel type of thing. And where do you think he can go after this? Do you think he goes back to Miami, which would be great but for me? But where do you think he goes after this?
Yeah, so thanks, Patrick, for the call. On Wilkins, so he gets released yesterday by the Raiders, and it was a rehab dispute about his foot injury that he had last year, and the Raiders used that. I wonder if we'll get like a grievance from the PA. They used that to void the remaining $35 million of his deal. So, question I'm sure you've gotten on Twitter. I know the chat has brought it up, and I've seen it too. Everyone wants to know if this could be an option for the Bills. Or if this is even an idea for the Bills. Here's Patrick asking about it for the Dolphins. He's injured. He's injured. Is he healed? Like, he's got a foot injury. And I don't know. He's a big name. He's also a little bit older at this point in his career. So, and the Bills, I think, are pretty well off at that position at this point in time. So, I'm not really thinking about him much for this team. I'm sure he'll land somewhere, but I would just start with, it doesn't sound like he's healthy.
Right. I don't know what team it is. It doesn't matter. The first question is, can he play? Can he pass a physical? Is he healthy? Has Gabe Davis signed anywhere? I don't think so.
No.
That's one thing I'll say. Have I missed Gabe Davis signing
anywhere?
He's
not, no.
I don't think so.
He made a comment. He got asked about the Bills yesterday, and we'll get that a little bit later.
And I think part of the reason is, how healthy is he? He was released because he failed his physical in Jacksonville. You're talking about a guy here in Christian Wilkins. Not only is he not healthy now, but what does the future hold for him staying healthy, this particular surgery?
Yeah.
He is how old right now, Christian Wilkins?
I remember he's 29.
He came into the league older.
He's 29. He'll be 30 during the season.
Yeah, and not that that's super old, but if you're going to invest some money, that you're probably talking about now like a one-year deal, a little bit minimum money. So I'm sure at some point he's going to kind of show that he's healthy enough to play, and someone will sign him. It might be one of those deals that towards the end of the season, team needs a guy. But if I'm a team, I don't care if I'm the Buffalo Bills with Super Bowl aspirations or a team that's just like needs a veteran to come in to help out with the young guys. I don't know if this guy's going to play for me. Why am I paying him any money?
Right. That it really, it's, you know, Wilkins is a little interesting. He's a player that has a history against the Bills, right? I mean, with the Dolphins, he and Josh Allen were always in each other's faces. We'll start at a brawl in the playoff game here when Josh tried to hit him from the side and then Spencer Brown jumped in. It was a whole thing. So there's a history there with Wilkins, but it kind of goes to a larger point about where the Bills are at right now as a roster. And we've said this, that they don't have a lot of the elite players. They don't have a lot of the all-pro level players, but that they have a lot of good players. They have a lot of depth. The holes on the roster, not there aren't that many. Wilkins becomes available. It's like, I bet 30 fan bases in the league are asking, oh, we should go after that guy. He was a really good player. You know, let's get him healthy, and he could be a dominant player for us. It's how many positions could a guy like that become available right now in the NFL? And you'd sit there and go, you know, the Bills should look at that. I don't think there's that many, if there are any. Like, if a star safety shook loose today, maybe that's one where we could have a conversation about it. But
I mean, if it happened,
I don't know any other position.
If it happened at wide receiver, fans would wide very receiver. Much latch onto it.
Sure, that's right.
Right,
wide receiver that
now,
would happen. But
I don't think that'd be a darn good
receiver because they've got five guys right now that I think everyone likes pretty well.
I think that's the only position that would happen.
Like running back, that's not happening, right? If a great running back shook loose today. Didn't need to do that. What do you need to do that for?
This isn't quite a let's get stupid because it's not stupid. It's a conversation. But I'm thinking about Josh Allen and Christian Wilkins' rivalry.
Sure.
But let's just say Christian Wilkins, his agent called the Bills and said, listen, this whole thing went south there.
Uh-huh.
We'd really love to join up with Josh Allen. What are the... It's not a let's get stupid, but it's kind of let's get very, very hypothetical here.
I don't think everything on the roster needs to be run by Josh Allen, but if I'm Brandon Bean, isn't my first text to Josh? I mean, like, you got a problem if we go down this road? How much do you really not like this guy?
Right.
That would be my first question.
I mean, yeah.
That happens in sports all the time, right? Brad Marchand just joined the Florida Panthers, and him and Sam Bennett hated each other.
Fitz isn't Josh. I get it. And he wasn't Josh when he played. I understand that.
Right.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick called Brandon Spikes a punk.
When he was in New England?
Yeah, and Brandon Spikes was his teammate the next year on the Buffalo Bills.
That's right. Allen and Wilkins, though, like, that's like physical on the field.
Yes, it is.
It's beyond even words being exchanged. Is there another position? You're saying receiver. I think we'd want to talk about receiver. Maybe we'd want to talk about safety. I don't think there's really another one, right? Like, Jaire Alexander became available. And what did we say?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
No, they're good. Like, they made their moves. They're whole.
There were a lot of people who thought the Bills should revisit that, as they allegedly reportedly did in the offseason about, you know, looking into a trade. But I think at that point it's because they had made so many moves. But there's definitely a lot of people out there who said, oh, my God, he'd still be a really good fit because how much are you going to get from Trey White?
Sure.
How much are you going to get from Max Harrison as a rookie? I think that's what it came down to. It really comes down to a lot of times what you feel like they already have on the roster, with some of the investments they made. Is it enough? Are they going to be able to play? There's a lot of people, Bills fans. I talk to Bills fans all the time or answer questions, and people still have a lot of kind of concern or questions about cornerback too. And it doesn't matter who wins it. Is that person going to be good enough? They just don't think Tre'Davious White is going to be up to the task. And, you know, he's past his prime. He's had these injuries. And don't think Max Harrison necessarily is going to be ready or isn't good enough or whatever. I mean, that's a big concern for some Bills fans.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. So you mentioned receiver there. Like, I don't really think the Bills need another receiver. If there was a top-end one that somehow made sense, then sure. But the only position that I'm really questioning about the Bills right now at receiver is whether Coleman can live up to the responsibility and the role that I think they want him to have and are that he's in line to get. And yesterday was good to see because day one didn't make any catches. He got targeted a couple of times. There were a couple contested catches that I thought he probably could have come down with, but they would have been tough. Yesterday, he looked fluid. He made a couple of plays over the middle of the field. And to me, that's good to see because he's going to have to do the dirty work. He's going to have to play on rundowns a lot. But I still think of that position group and maybe of the offense, Sal, like him being able to be an X receiver for them and be the guy who leads them in snaps at the position on the year. I don't know how good that will look, but it's definitely clear that they think he's capable of that.
Yeah. I think the Bills have had this. They went to a philosophy of, we know everybody eats, right? But the other part of the philosophy is, what specific skill set do we need to match up? And as our buddy Carl Jones pointed out, you know, a few months ago, the receiver room needs to be kind of like a basketball team in a lot of ways. You have your point guard, you have your shooting guard, your small forward. Everybody kind of brings a different skill set so that you can kind of match up on the field the way you want to against certain defenses and how you want to run your offense. So I think that's kind of been their philosophy. So if a guy comes open now who is a really good receiver, yeah, he's really good, but where does he fit skill set-wise and everything we're specifically trying to do, right? That's got to be the first question.
Right, because right now I think the Bills, they have a lot of over-the-middle-of-the-field guys. They have a lot of guys that are very good yards after catch. You throw the ball to Khalil Shakir at the line of scrimmage, he's dangerous. You throw the ball to Curtis Samuel, a healthy Curtis Samuel, at the line of scrimmage, he's dangerous. Coleman last year. Coleman had some of the best yards after catch numbers in the league last year. I think that was like overexpected. He can be dangerous there. Kincaid even at times. But that guy that can line up with press coverage on the line of scrimmage, be able to win right at the line, and get open, like that to me is the one skill set I don't fully believe they have, and it comes down to whether Coleman can be that player. And also how important that player really is. Last year I would say they didn't have a great player that did all that. Matt Collins did a serviceable job, and what did it result in? They still were a top offense, and they still found a way. They just might not feel like that's that important of a role or a complete necessity, that Coleman can come in and be pretty good, and that's all they really need for the offense to really to churn.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the conversation all offseason is still going to be, until we see it, Coleman and Kincaid.
Right.
Because, you know, even though he's not a wide receiver, Dalton Kincaid fits into this for everything you're talking about. Like, they have to win in that intermediate range. They have to have that guy with the skill set Keon Coleman has. Those are the two things that just kind of didn't hit last year that they expected to hit.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Other standouts from practice yesterday? Anybody on the defensive side of the football? We spent a lot of time this morning on the offense.
I think just the pure size and presence of these young defensive linemen.
Deion Walker is huge. Yeah. I'm trying to, you said this yesterday about your mentality for these early practices. I am trying not to get too excited about him yet just by looking at him like that guy just looks like he should be a dominant football player.
Yeah.
Deion Walker.
Landon Jackson too. He's a big guy, right?
Jackson.
And he just kind of stands out. Yes, actually there was a player who I thought he just jumped out at me yesterday. Matt Milano. I mean, Matt Milano was doing Matt Milano things yesterday where he is so good at just diagnosing the play and getting to a spot better than anybody else. And it's like a running back with vision that, like, Shady had this vision, right?
Yep.
When you watched LeSean McCoy run, you could tell he had this vision that he saw guys where other people might not have seen him. That's Matt Milano running to a spot to make a tackle. He just gets there so efficiently compared to everybody else. And that is so critical for trying to make that stop 1 or 2 yards maybe before somebody else would be able to put a team in a third and long or keep them at a fourth down.
Yep.
And yesterday he made a couple plays like that. There was one early on a toss sweep, power sweep, and he made a great play to just get to exactly where he's supposed to be, get through the blockers. No one really got a hand on him. He made what would have been a tackle for loss, but obviously in this situation they just keep running. But clearly it would have been a tackle for loss.
Yeah. I mean, his health, if he can – there was a good clip from – maybe playing a little bit. Aaron Schatz was on the Mina Kimes show yesterday. His FTN almanac just came out. And, by the way, he's got the Bills as the number one division favorite in the league. He talked a lot about their third down defense and how last year – and we know this – their third down defense was bad. Like, it was one of the worst in football. And one reason that he gave about, like – really, all we can just go down the list of players and who they added and just say, oh, they should be better because they added all these guys. Aaron Schatz kind of got into, like, why he thinks that, and he thinks it's third downs. Like, these – Michael Hoyt and Milano being healthy, I think he did mention as well. These different pieces that the Bills are going to either have back or are going to have on defense, that specific situation last year, they didn't have it. And
that's a good point.
This year, if Milano's on the field, that is a – I mean, Dorian Williams is fast, but could still be exposed in coverage in those obvious passing situations. Milano being that half step quicker could really that could be your improvement on third down. Let alone Bosa getting to the quarterback, and you know Hairston maybe being able to solidify cornerback two, Bishop being a different athletic profile than what they've had. Milano is not viewed as like an addition to the defense, but he really could end up being that if he's able to stay healthy.
I mean, when did he come back? What game was his first game? L.A.
Did he play against the Lions?
He did.
Although the LA game was before the Lions game, wasn't it?
LA, yeah, he got his more significant time against the Lions. I'm looking at...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Third down conversions pre and post Milano. Not that there's too much to discern here.
Yeah.
Less than 50% the Lions converted.
Okay.
New England had a high percentage rate. New England was good on third down that day when they came to Buffalo.
That's the backups though, right?
No, that was the first
time.
Oh,
you're the first time. The first
then
time.
Then the Jets were at 44, and then New England in week 18, 33. Not much to get there. And then in the playoffs,
yeah.
Third down, they still 70%. The Ravens, boy, if the Bills don't take 70%. The ball away.
70%.
The Bills don't take a ball away from the Ravens. Like, it's a different game, but hey, they took the ball away.
They did.
That's the game.
That's
what they did.
Their game plan was they would get them to make a couple of mistakes.
And they did, and give them credit for that.
And the quarterback made a couple, and then that's even before Andrews does, too. And this year, maybe they don't have to get those mistakes. 803-0550 is the phone number. On those division odds, play around with that when we come back. The FTN Almanac being out. Also, there's a quarterback battle going on in the NFL right now that I wrote off as being a quarterback battle, and it feels like it's very much back on.
All right.
Anthony Richardson might have arrived back on the scene for Indy. We'll see. 803-0550 is the phone number. Matt Parrino coming up at 8 a.m. We're live here at St. John Fisher. It's a nice morning. Kind of looks like it wants to rain, but I don't think it's supposed to. You ever look at the sky like it wants to rain?
Yes.
I think that's what we have right now, but I'm not sure if we're actually going to get it. We'll keep you updated if you're coming out to camp. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Sal is in, and this is WGR.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Would you welcome a return there, or has that run its course?
Listen, I'm open to whatever I feel like is the best option. If Buffalo is that best option, obviously, you know, I will take it. That's definitely something that I will do. I know the system very well. I know the guys very well. And I feel like I can contribute big there like I have in the past. So, you know, Buffalo's definitely could be a team that I end up being on. You know, we'll see. I don't know.
That is Gabriel Davis on the Kay Adams Show yesterday. She asked him directly about the Bills. And he does say in there, Sal, like, you know, I could see it, and I think I could produce there. I know the guys. But both at the beginning of his answer and at the end there, he kind of sounds like somebody that doesn't really think that's on the radar at all.
No, and I don't think it's on the radar here from this standpoint, unless something were to happen maybe at the position.
Right.
And they felt like they had to go out, you know, and add to the group. But I agree. Honestly, if you played that clip for me, I know by what he said, I would say it's Gabe Davis. It did not sound like Gabe Davis to me. When you started playing that, I didn't realize that was Gabe Davis. And I've talked to Gabe a lot in my life.
Yeah. Is that just because it's been a couple of years, or does he have a voice that's kind of...
Maybe it's just a connection or whatever, but I'm like, who is this talking? And I realized who it was simply because of what they're talking about.
Right, right. And that is, that's Davis. How many of the Bills do you think you would know just by voice?
Ooh, not a lot.
90-man
right
roster is a tough time to ask that question.
Right.
But if we get it down to 53,
yeah,
you think you would know 30 of them by just their voice?
I'm going to go 50%.
50%?
50% on a 53-man roster.
Like Josh, you would know, obviously. Yeah. Would you know James Cook's voice just by James Cook's voice?
I would.
Okay.
A few receivers, I wouldn't.
How about Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, I think I would. I've talked to Curtis a few times. Okay. I think I would.
Him, I feel like I would have no idea.
Even, I think Joey Bosa I'd get because he kind of just signed. And remember the press conference? He has this distinct
he does.
Voice.
Yep. Tre'Davious White.
Oh, yeah.
Is an easy one.
Deion.
For sure. Yeah, Deion for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to, by the way, speaking of, you know, Bills talking, I saw one player that looks like he's going to get featured on Hard Knocks.
Really?
That was walking around yesterday. I'll mention that in a second, but Cliff in Kentucky is waiting on hold. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, guys. I got two questions for you. What rookie besides Madden Max has stood out so far? And I'm not going to ask you to tell me what's player, but usually at the end of this, Brandon Bean usually trades like a position that we have too much of and get some value like a fourth or a fifth round pick. If we were to say a position has too much and, you know, Brandon Bean trades, what position should we look for that we have a surplus of? Go Bills and go Cats.
Yeah. Was he in Kentucky? He said go Cats.
He was in Kentucky, yes.
All right, well, I'll go right to your Kentucky guy. We'll go back to Deion Walker. I mean, he's just – his body is so impressive. I can't say that anybody's looked like, oh, my God, you know, blowing off the charts, plays they're making as a rookie. But I look at Deion Walker and say, oh, my God, like he's a man, right? And he's a football player. And he really stands out like that. So that's the answer to your question there. I'll even go further, and you said I'm not going to ask you what player, but – I do wonder at the end of this process if you – now, because of the Michael Hoyt suspension, it makes it way tougher. But they have a bit of a surplus at defensive end. And then you think about a guy like A.J. Epenesa going into the last year of his contract. And I'm not going to sit here and predict that, you know, he necessarily gets traded. Javon Solomon, right? He's a guy – he's kind of like a Bam Johnson a few years ago, right?
Yeah,
not the same size player. he's a smaller size guy, but
yep.
you had a guy on your team, special teams, pass rusher maybe, you know, not going to fit here, not going to have a spot. AJ Epenesa, throughout, he's now in his second contract, going in the final year of his contract, though. I think defensive end is an area here, Joe, where they could have some decisions to make and maybe a surplus. And then I'll say also offensive line.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you have a guy in Ryan Vandermark specifically who had been a healthy scratch last year, who didn't win the swing tackle job. He did 2 years ago, but Tylon Grable took that from him last year.
Right.
And then when Tylon Grable got hurt, Vandermark was the guy. But it's Tylon Grable's job, and what I've seen out here, it still is. So is Ryan Vandermark a guy where, okay, yeah, we'll definitely keep him around, or
yep.
you know what, he's got some value. I think those are the positions, but those are two guys I think about.
Yeah. And the end position, you're right, the Hoyt suspension makes it trickier because you need guys to play early in the year. The Baltimore game right away, like that is a whoever wins that game basically is a 2-game lead for the one seed. Like there are going to be important games early on. And without Hoyt, you know, if Hoyt was not suspended, I'd be sitting here right now saying trading AJ Epenesa frees up $6 million on your salary cap. Trading him, not cutting him. I don't think cutting him frees up anything. You trade him, $6 million. You don't have many spots anyway. If you like Javon Solomon, you know, get a pick, get an asset. But I don't have Michael Hoyt. And Epenesa is reliable and knows the defense and is a veteran at this point. So are they going to want to do that when they might need veterans. Feel like they need veterans early on to play.
What's
tricky about that is when Hoyt comes back, maybe you could get to, all right, now it's week 7, we're out of the bye, he's returning, and we have too many guys we like. Maybe then they decide to trade somebody in the middle of the season, but that would be assuming everyone's healthy. Yeah.
I think that's the key, though, Joe. By the time you get to week 7, there's some bumps and bruises.
Right.
Right? So you're like, okay, now we're getting Michael Hoyt back, and he fits right in. Because right now, you look at it, to me, here's the roster I'll show you.
Yep.
Rousseau, Bosa, Epenesa, and that's not Count Hoyt. You still have Javon Solomon, Landon Jackson. That's five. Right?
Yep.
If you keep Hoyt, you're not keeping six defensive ends in the roster. You know
right.
why I say that? Because you're also keeping five defensive tackles. Oliver, Daquan Jones, DeJuan Carter, TJ Sanders, and Deion Walker are making it. Larry Ogunjobi suspended.
Yeah.
So if you count Ogunjobi and Hoyt, you got six on each. You're not doing
12
that.
12 linemen.
Who's not making it? There's going to be a spot not open for somebody. Somebody doesn't have a chair at the end of it. What I wonder, too, is how do you divvy up the reps on defensive line, knowing that Hoyt and Ogunjobi are not going to be around for 6 weeks? Do you kind of use them up and get their reps going in preseason because they're not going to be with you? Because, Joe, those reps are valuable to those young guys who have to play early on as well.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to do this in the preseason.
They might. The reps is going to be tough. They might just really say, we're going to go 5-5, and we know it'll be 6-6 when Ogunjobi and Hoyt return, but we're going to just play it by ear because there's a good chance that we have injuries. It happens, right? And if one guy's injured at both, then that kind of makes it a little bit easier. And if not, then you cross that bridge when you get there.
You teased the Hard Knocks thing.
The Hard Knocks thing.
I want to know what player this is.
Following around, there was a camera crew that was following around one player yesterday, and I saw pointed out that he's going to be featured.
Ooh.
And I would assume in the first episode, like the stuff that they're filming in the last 2 days, I would assume that's episode number one. August 5th is in my head. I think it's August 5th.
It's that Tuesday, I think, whatever that is, yeah. Tuesday.
Khalil Shakir.
Oh.
Yeah, Shakir is a feature early on. And I like that. I mean, it's a big commercial for all the Bills and the important players and coaches that aren't Josh Allen. Like everyone knows Josh Allen, and he'll be part of this too, of course. But it's a good opportunity to tell the story of a lot of guys, and for the football world to get to know good players that maybe they're not that familiar with. And Shakir's very, you know, top of mind on that list. So not surprising to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out
with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Him be one of the first guys featured. Who else would you assume is going? I feel like Ray Davis is inevitable because the Big Brothers Big Sisters program that he's very involved with, and he's got a personality.
I mean, I think Deion just immediately.
Deion, you know,
I mean,
sure.
Deion was in
Deion
the
Walker,
tent yesterday.
Dawkins.
Deion Dawkins. Deion was in the tent yesterday with his whole family.
Yeah,
he did the press conference with his three kids and his wife, and he said, "I love the camera. Shout out to Hard Knocks. I love being on. Like, guys, shy away from it. That's not me. I love this, and I think." That stuff is going to show, but how much do they really follow him around? Like you said with Khalil Shakir.
Yep.
Khalil's interesting because he's really good for what the Bills probably want out of this, right? Like from a standpoint of if you go to the Bills and say, hey, we need a guy who's good with the media. We're going to follow around. You know, he becomes a story. The Bills are thinking, well, we don't want a distraction. We don't want a guy who, you know, yet you're probably going to pick a guy at some point that's fighting for a job. But, you know, we kind of want... We want the good PR out of it and a guy that's going to be able to handle this and a guy that's not going to do anything wrong or say anything wrong. You know what? Khalil Shakir is a great guy for this.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it makes sense for fans watching at home versus other players.
Yep. I mean.
He's fine. But is there a real storyline with Khalil Shakir?
Than just his growth as a player and getting paid and what he means to the offense. No, right, there's nothing controversial about him. Really, the only player they could have done anything like that with, you mentioned like maybe you're like roster bubble player they could have done that with, or they could have done it with Cook. They could have done that.
Could have done it.
But you don't even know if Cook's going to give you any – he's here, he's practicing. I mean, the most maybe he'll give you is what he gave yesterday in the press conference.
I mean, I thought about – yeah, we talk about roster bubble. I thought about even like a guy like Joe Andreessen, local kid.
That's a good one.
Right?
Like, that's a really good one.
Is that someone that they focus a little bit on –
Buffalo Joe.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, but I'll be watching for that now. Khalil Shakir, I didn't know that.
Quickly before the break, Jay in Rochester. What's up, Jay?
Hey, morning. Heading out to training camp this morning. Just wanted to get a quick take on the defensive side as well, to piggyback off the last caller. You mentioned the depth on defensive line, and, you know, given the fact that our nickel base with the best nickel defense in NFL, Teron Johnson, but, I mean, with our depth on defensive line and three great starting linebackers, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, and Dorian Williams, you see any possibility of us incorporating a 3-4 or 4-3 defense this year to stop the run, or are we just going to go nickel? Thanks for the take.
Yeah, I don't see a 3-4 in real, like, specialty situations, you see a fourth linebacker on the field. I don't know what that would be. I do think they play a little more 4-3 this year. I do. And I think that because of what we talked about, you know, earlier, which is, third downs. I think part of the third down issue might have been also just when teams might have a 3rd-and-2 or 3rd-and-1 and they can big boy you a little bit, right? It doesn't have to be 3rd-and-8 and 3rd-and-9 converting passes. But in those situations, maybe that's where. Look, it's always been the conundrum in Buffalo. It's always been the conundrum with the Bills since they've had Taron Johnson in his truest form over the last several years, which is how do you justify taking Taron Johnson off the field, right, Joe? I mean, right. He's so good at what he does. But the reality is he's smaller. Teams take advantage of it. And the Bills have to have some sort of adjustment to counter that. And yes, I do. To answer your question, thanks for the call, Jay. I appreciate it, Jay. Enjoy your time up here and, you know, safe travels wherever you're coming from. But I do think that they have to have an answer to teams doing that, and that might come in. Dorian Williams might be that guy who plays the third linebacker when they go to that specific set. It's an interesting call for them. And look, I've asked Bobby Babich about this. We all have over the years, and he'll say it right away. He has to decide that.
Yep.
Like, this isn't something where we're thinking about it, but the team's like, no, it's totally like we got it. They have to decide that every week. Do we take Taron off the field? Do we not? He's a great player, but he also is a little bit lighter, and teams could take advantage of us. So I do think that's something they have to think about.
Last year when they played Baltimore, Dorian Williams played about half the snaps on defense. Last year, just looking this up real quick, 12 personnel against the Buffalo Bills and how much they saw it. And that can, you know, your schedule is going to impact that, of course, as well. They were 15th in the league in how much 12 personnel they saw. So, you know, middle of the pack, a little over 1,000 snaps on defense, and that's teams attacking you trying to get bigger when Taron Johnson's on the field.
Yep.
And now, all right, you want to run 12 personnel? We got to throw a linebacker. And he's a very athletic one, and not to say if Dorian Williams were to get better in coverage, like, to me, I still feel like there's a really high ceiling for him. Like, I don't know how far I want to go with that because he's already played 2 years and he was pretty good. He was a third-round pick. He wasn't a first-round pick. It's that speed and size combination that he's got, though, that just has me thinking, like, if he can just get a little more polished at coverage, the guy's got 4.48 speed.
Yeah.
He ran a receiver 40.
He gets there in a hurry.
Yeah.
He gets in a hurry. The issue has been diagnosing it as fast as possible.
Right.
And getting there under control.
Right.
There's a difference between getting there in a hurry and getting there under control.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Good question, Jay. When we come back, there was a sad death in the world of sports entertainment. Get to that when we come back.
Love slaves out there. Thunder Lips is here. In the flesh, baby. The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
R.I.P. Hulk Hogan, also known as, if you're not a big wrestling fan like me, you knew him as Thunder Lips from Rocky IV, which was a fun little beginning of that movie. Big Hulk Hogan guy at all? Wrestling growing up? Not really?
Oh, yeah. I was a big wrestling fan growing up. I became less of a wrestling fan later in life. Like, I don't follow it anymore.
Yep.
But I used to. And that was my first introduction to Hulk Hogan.
But in Rocky IV?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then he became Hulk Hogan to me.
Right.
And it was always Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. And, yep. you know, they teamed up and, you know, Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter, and that group, right?
Yeah.
I was a big Jimmy Superfly Snuka fan.
Okay.
So my guy was. Rowdy Roddy Piper, used to watch Piper's Pit every single week.
Okay.
Had to be on must-watch TV, right? I was a big wrestling fan. This is a tough one. This one hits. This is this has been a tough week for losing people.
Ozzy Osbourne earlier in the
week. Ozzy, I mean, yeah.
Hulk Hogan at 71
Theo Huxtable,
yesterday.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Right, yeah.
Right, earlier in the week.
And that one very tragic. Drowns in
yes.
Costa Rica. Yeah,
yes.
Holy cow.
But, I mean, Ozzy and then Hulk. I mean, you're talking about in the world of entertainment in two different realms.
Yeah.
Like two of the titans of my generation and maybe even a little bit before. They're both a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, these are two people that had indelible marks through the 80s and 70s, 80s, 90s. And over the last, you know, half century.
Right. I saw the clips. I guess I know him from Rocky IV. I know him from the slam against picking up Andre the Giant at WrestleMania and a lot of what you're talking about. I am not very familiar with that era of wrestling where he returned with, like, the different colored goatee. Like, he had the black goatee but with the yellow mustache still against The Rock at WrestleMania in probably, like, 1998.
It's Rocky III, by the way, he's in.
Oh, it's Rocky III?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, in? He wasn't 4. 4 was against the Russian. That was Drago.
Right, because the early fight in
yeah.
4 is Drago.
So it was 3.
Apollo.
So I'm looking,
because
I wanted to find out
sense.
What year it came out. It makes sense. 82.
1982.
So that would make sense. So I'm 9 at the time, and I hadn't really known about Hulk as a wrestler.
So is that him in that movie? That's before he's really like a superstar in wrestling? Or
I don't
around,
know.
Is
I
around
know,
the same time?
It's around the same time. I would say as me as a 9-year-old, I didn't know him as a wrestler yet because I wasn't super into it.
Right.
But I think after that movie, he became like the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and everything, and he became, you know, how popular he was.
Right. 803-0550, the phone number. Matt Parrino coming up next, NewYorkUpstate.com, Syracuse.com, going to join us. Him and Ryan Talbot doing their show from training camp. We'll get his thoughts on practice. He might have some Hulk Hogan memories as well. Matt, a big UFC guy. I'm not sure about wrestling. We'll ask him. Matt's coming up next. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Sal is in, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.